The residents of Orillia will continue to receive 20 free garbage tags per year, at least for now. At Monday's council meeting, Count Luke Leatherdale successfully introduced a reconsideration motion to maintain the free tag program, reversing council's February decision to cut free tags to 10 for this year en route to introducing a full user pay tag system in 2024. The $85,000 that would have been saved by the decision will be made up with funds from the city's tax rate stabilization reserve. Leatherdale required the support of two-thirds of his colleagues to bring the matter back to the council table on Monday. "I've listened to the citizens of Orillia and they don't want any further reduction to the garbage pickup system. I believe 20 tags is a good place to stop," Leatherdale said. "As admirable as it is to increase diversion rates and to remain in line with the city's climate change action plan, we do not live in a zero-waste society, so people need to have regular garbage pickup," Leatherdale said. He argued that phasing out garbage tags will only hurt the residents of Orillia, and said there are other ways to meet the city's climate change and waste diversion goals. "It's the people who are already struggling that will be hit hardest from a full user pay garbage system. Not long ago, we went from the weekly pickup to bi-weekly, then quite recently we introduced the clear bag program, which has reduced waste entering our landfill by 38%. We're doing good, we can stop and breathe," he said. "The full user pay will only reduce waste by an additional 4-5%, which doesn't seem that great, and it means putting an extra financial burden on those already struggling on fixed incomes, or with children," said Leatherdale. A majority of councillors agreed. Although Count David Campbell previously supported moving to a full user pay system, he had a change of heart. "I also have heard, like we all have, from many, many people about that decision," he said. "The previous council, which I was a part of, implemented the clear garbage bags, which was not a popular decision. People have come to terms with it. They're doing a great job with it, and I think moving forward, perhaps we need to look at rewarding really great behavior rather than punishing not good behavior," said Campbell. Count Jeff Chetwerzuk agreed with maintaining 20 tags per year, suggesting a full user pay system might be possible in the future, but not now. "I think we need to be exploring some other options how to reduce waste," said Chetwerzuk. "There's a lot of unknown things, like how to get rid of pet waste is a big one. I think once we find those solutions, we can move towards this kind of system, and with the recent changes, I think folks are still adjusting. We're doing well. Garbage is being reduced, and I think we can get there at some point. We're just not quite there yet," said Chetwerzuk. Mayor Don McIsaac also agreed with Leatherdale's reconsideration, but had concerns about using tax rate stabilization funds and meeting the city's climate targets. "I am concerned that we start tax stabilization for 2024 $85,000 in the hole, that's significant," he said. "I'm also concerned that we get off the climate change action plan bandwagon, and we haven't figured out a way to get back on because this was one way to keep us meeting our goals."